Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now, you'll hear the first talk. Listen to a psychologist talking on a radio show.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to tonight's Psychologist to the Rescue. Your host is Heidi Parks, and as you probably know from last week, tonight our topic is teens and parents in conflict. We've had quite a few emails from desperate parents who complain that the communication that flowed easily with words, glances, and touch becomes a minefield. Meredith says that her once affectionate son is now at 14 surly and guarded and, quote, gives off hate rays the minute I step into the room. His response to everything I say is a groan. Sometimes I get furious, but mostly he manages to make me as unhappy as he seems to be. And Susan complains that everything she says is wrong, even when she asks a checking up question like, have you got your keys? Or, do you have enough money for the bus? She's confronted with yet another fight. Do these sound familiar? These common teenager-parent quarrels are at a superficial level, about curfews, homework, housework, and respect. But a teenager's real focus is on a parent's acknowledgement of his maturity, capability, and human value. Your teenage kids need to make you see that they are not the child you think you know. What they're aiming for is to receive admiration and respect from the parents they still love. So my advice to you is that you should learn to give your children credit and trust them to make their own decisions, even if they end up making mistakes. This is how they will learn.
Now you will hear the first talk again. Listen to a psychologist talking on a radio show.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to tonight's Psychologist to the Rescue. Your host is Heidi Parks, and as you probably know from last week, tonight our topic is teens and parents in conflict. We've had quite a few emails from desperate parents who complain that the communication that flowed easily with words, glances, and touch becomes a minefield. Meredith says that her once affectionate son is now at 14 surly and guarded, and, quote, gives off hate rays the minute I step into the room. His response to everything I say is a groan. Sometimes I get furious, but mostly he manages to make me as unhappy as he seems to be. And Susan complains that everything she says is wrong, even when she asks a checking up question like, have you got your keys? Or, do you have enough money for the bus? She's confronted with yet another fight. Do these sound familiar? These common teenager-parent quarrels are at a superficial level, about curfews, homework, housework, and respect. But a teenager's real focus is on a parent's acknowledgement of his maturity, capability, and human value. Your teenage kids need to make you see that they are not the child you think you know. What they're aiming for is to receive admiration and respect from the parents they still love. So my advice to you is that you should learn to give your children credit and trust them to make their own decisions, even if they end up making mistakes. This is how they will learn.
Question 26. What is Meredith's complaint about her son's behavior? Question 27. Which is not a common reason for a teenager parent fight? Question 28. According to the speaker, what do teenagers want from their parents? Question 29. What does the psychologist mean when she says,
give your children credit?
Question 30. What could be an alternative title for tonight's topic?